Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Vernier. Vern, look, this series was supposed to be a packed house, was supposed to be all this buildup that obviously did not set up the way. It's a major bummer. It's all about looking ahead to 26. What's the vibe like out at Kauffman the last night or so?
The people showing up are, well, you know, Mariners fans, plenty of Mariners fans last night. Kauffman Stadium remains a bucket list visit for most baseball fans.
Yeah.
Inside the park, you know, it could be August, it could be July, it could be June. Fans are still into it. Inside the clubhouse, I think it's set in, you know, and I think it happened on the road trip. You know, reality slapped this team in the face, especially that Friday loss to Philadelphia. To me, it took that team 48 hours to regroup from that one. So really out of the ballpark doesn't feel really all that different. Now, as far as the series itself, yeah, no doubt about it, man. You were hoping that this would be for that final American League postseason spot, but instead the Mariners have moved on to bigger and better things, and the Royals are, you know, tragic number of four, with 11 to play. So it could be over as early as Friday.
What did you make of Carter Jensen's obviously biggest night of his career so far? Gets his first couple of career homers, multi-hit. Now his season-long numbers, which are only 9 games, look good. How have you viewed Carter Jensen's start? Obviously, Cags, who we can talk about in a minute, it's been a slow start for him. Carter Jensen, so far so good. What do you make?
Yeah, and, you know, having him behind the dish, it's nice. Again, it's a reflection of reality slapping this team in the face. But I'm glad to see it because I believe Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione, there you go, Kansas City. There's your answer for 2026. We're all disappointed in the offense in 2025, and I think the offense is the culprit as to why this team's going to fall short of the postseason. Now, I think they'll be active in free agency, but I only think they're going to bring in platoon-type players. Unless they're going to part with someone of note out of this lineup, to me, you're only going to bring in a platoon-type player. So the big additions from last year's opening day to next year's opening day, it's Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen. And I believe if I would have told you that last year on opening day, we'd be all for it.
Right.
And yet, I think we're going to show up on opening day next year, and those two are still going to be giant question marks. Now, you're right. Carter Jensen, what a night last night. Although, in the same breath, he was one half of a battery that allowed a season-high 12 runs. So, you know, that's baseball. You can have the night of your life offensively, and your team has one of its most embarrassing performances of the season.
Cole Reagan's coming off the IL, gonna go tonight. What's the expectation there? Is this more get a start or two before this thing's over and hopefully we can go into 2026 and be able to count on this guy?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I like the idea of other general managers seeing Cole Reagan's and hopefully Cole Reagan's looking like the guy that we all believe him to be. It's unfortunate that Chris Bubich, the guy on an expiring contract, can't give any general managers peace of mind about his health. So, again, another avenue for this team to possibly improve the offense. But, again, center field, left field, second base really appear to be the only open positions and how many at-bats are open at second base. Are you really going to wave goodbye to Jonathan India? Or are you really going to pay him, $8-plus million next season? Michael Massey, I think he's still in the cards next season. So Cole Reagan's tonight, last time out, got up near 60 pitches. You would think he could get near 75, 80. Hopefully it's an efficient 75, 80 pitches, can get you through 5-plus innings. But, yeah, this is about allowing him to get back on the mound, take some confidence into the offseason, and, of course, some self-assurance for the organization and a little peek for everyone else in Major League Baseball, just in case they want to call about Cole.
Vern, does the 10 or 12 games we've seen from Jack Caglione look any better than the first 40 you saw?
They'll tell you that they do. You ask people that know more than you, and they'll say that his chase numbers are better when you couple what he did in AAA with what he's doing now in the big leagues, both a second time through. To me, and this is a point I was trying to make yesterday, the size of question marks that Cags and Carter are going to be next season. I mean, the only boxes they've checked this year are they can answer the bell, right? They could post, they can play a full season. So that's good. They can handle left-handed pitching. That's good. But outside of that, they belong here. I'll give them that as well. But really, no matter what they do over the final 11 games, no matter what Cags did in September, to me, those question marks were going to remain on opening day. The season likely, the offense likely, hinges on those two already for 2026, and it's likely a conversation hopefully us three have for months to come.
Is one of the nicest storylines this year, we had said he had to get through an entire season without even a freak injury, the fact that Vinny Pasquantino can play a full season of baseball? Because last year it looked like he was barreling towards that until the freak injury, and now this year, same thing. Healthy, playing, available. Like, I view this almost as two full seasons of being fully available, Vern, because last year was such a weirdo freak one.
Right.
So, I feel like those questions are behind us.
Yeah, it's validation of what he did last year. It silences the Twitter haters that I'm sure he's still encountering because he is still, at times, finding himself on social media making that mistake. But 30 and 100, and it should align for him to get a nice, fat payday coming up in his first trip through arbitration with Lucas Ursig, with Angel Zerpa, with Michael Garcia, not to mention Bobby's salary is going to double next year. Salvi's going to be making a pretty penny. Seth Lugo's going to be your highest paid player next season. So, Vinny, very nice season. But this is who you guys thought he was coming into the season. It's who I thought he was coming into the season. It's who he thought he was. So, it's nice to see, but I don't think any of us are shocked by it.
I guess to that point, like Michael Garcia, it's like, does that go into the question mark for next year too? As in just, hey man, can you be that but twice? We loved what we saw this year. Can you be the same Michael Garcia as we got this season again?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Although I don't share that sentiment.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I'm not saying I'm right. I could be dead wrong. We've seen players have really great seasons and flame out. Although, boy, this is one really great season. I mean, one of the 15 best players in Major League Baseball. You couple them with Bobby Witt Jr. And it's a duo we've seen maybe once in the history of this franchise. And you have to go back 45 years to George and Willie Wilson. What Michael does to me, it obviously it's not Bobby, but it is very diet Bobby. It's that speed doesn't slump. Even when his bat isn't producing for extra bases, he's still finding a way to get on first, and he's still making plays on the left side of the infield and could hold it down at shortstop. I think he could hold it down at shortstop for a full season. So you're telling me you got a 5-tool player that can play the most premium position on the dirt. outside of injury, I just don't see where that goes. You know, we were so disappointed with him in 2024 because we all saw this in 2023. So to see it fully blossom in 2025 makes you think that maybe mistakenly, but Michael and Bobby, Salvi and Vinny, Caglione and Carter, man, that's two-thirds of your everyday lineup you would assume moving forward. Seems like a nice foundation when coupled with a pretty strong, when healthy, rotation.
With the recent accomplishment with Salvi over the weekend, unfortunately because the team's play probably doesn't get as much attention as it should, but does that solidify his Cooperstown bid?
Yeah. And, you know, just the way that he's talked about, right? People are often, and you guys know this, in our business, people are often sheep, right? If the narrative becomes one thing, many people will just go along with it. Now, Salvi deserves it, but I believe it's been widely accepted to a point where it's not really even debated on, well, who's debating baseball? MLB Network, you know, MLB Network Radio. I mean, not many people are debating baseball, but when they are, Salvi's name is not that, in my opinion, or at least what I consume. Salvi's name is no longer on the bubble. He's in. He deserves to be in. And hopefully him going in opens the door for a guy like Lance Parrish and maybe some others that have been overlooked because I don't think we've properly put into perspective just how difficult that position is. And I think we're going to make that mistake again when Aaron Judge wins the MVP.
Oh, don't do it. Come on. What a bummer. You know, at least in the NFL, they understand the idea of narrative. You got a catcher hitting 56 homers. Make him the MVP. It doesn't have to be. It should be Kyle Raleigh anyway. But, like, especially when you just consider, like, fandom and everything else. Why not
That's
just pump
point.
Up somebody else?
Yeah, Steve Nash MVP. Yeah.
No.
And that's not to denigrate Nash or Cal Raleigh, but again, I mean, the Home Run Derby, it's been the year of Cal Raleigh. When I look at Baseball Reference 30 years from now, I should see and I should quickly acknowledge that 2025 was the year of Cal Raleigh. I shouldn't have to expand the AL MVP voting to see his name.
Yeah, I don't need another year of like, I got it. Aaron Judge is one of the faces of baseball. I don't need to see it again, I guess.
Yeah, how about Shohei, though? Like, to me, Shohei
no hitter last night
to win
five.
I still think he. I don't have Michael Jordan, Shaq, LeBron fatigue when it comes to Shohei. Keep giving him MVP.
Josh Vern, you're our Royals insider. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.